is Anderson Penn, podcast episode 224 for Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Last night at dinner, Eric and Brian let me know, was it breakfast? Dinner.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't help
Next week is Atlanta. When did that happen? Oh, my God. We haven't been home that long. That's it. I want to quit shows and just stay home. I want to sleep in my own bed every night. How's that?
Good for you.
All right. Have a good time.
All right. Yeah, so Atlanta's next week. Yikes. Actually, we're leaving a week from today.
Oh, my God. We are leaving a week from today, and every year we make this special pit stop slash pilgrimage.
Yeah, about the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Like about 4 years.
We stop in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and we go to the National Corvette Museum.
And it's a cool museum.
It really is.
If you haven't been there now, it's you know, it's a cool place to go at least once in your life. If you like cars, it's hard to beat. And they occasionally do have like sort of a sub-exhibit.
Was it 2 years ago they had some planetary
Yeah, they had some space thing. Exhibit because they bring kids in.
Yep.
I think this year or last year they had, or earlier this year they had another another car exhibit, but non-Corvettes. And so it's, you know, it's just a cool, it's a nice stop. It's a,
they
it's
allow
a,
that.
They do. They do. But it's a nice drive there. It's not too long. And then we can get some rest. And we get up in the morning. We have breakfast. We go to the museum. We're there about an hour or two. And
get in the car and then finish the drive to Atlanta.
It's 5 hours to Atlanta. So
yeah, not too bad.
It works out pretty well since we don't usually do things like that. And actually, we sort of stumbled upon it a couple years ago.
The museum?
No, it was really the perfect distance.
A good little stopping point.
We will renew our business membership there.
We will.
And
go see the rest of the family.
We'll see the rest of the family. So
the car family, that is.
So, that's coming up. Atlanta Penn Show next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Jimmy puts on a good show.
He does. Jimmy and family. His daughter Suzanne is doing a lot of work now with the show. And very, very friendly show. They have a cookout. Are they doing the cookout again this year?
I'm pretty sure.
Every year they have a cookout, and it's on the veranda, as they say. And that's 10:05, in case anybody's keeping track. But brats and burgers and French fries, and you know, they've got a guy out there cooking, and it's usually nice weather. So we're fingers crossed that it's going to be beautiful weather. This weekend or next weekend?
You know, down making the drive, Atlanta kind of is the beginning of good weather for the rest of show season for us. And I like because when we leave Appleton, you know, the grass is mostly brown, partly green. But as we go further south, it gets greener and greener and greener. And by the time we get to Atlanta, spring is really here. And for those of us who live pretty far up north, it's really nice to see all the flowers and, mm-hmm. and blooming trees. It's really a nice little mental vacation. And then we get home. A couple weeks later, we have Chicago. And after the Chicago show in early May, our real spring starts. We get out the patio furniture. We take the storm windows off the windows. And so I'm looking forward to that.
But there will be pens at the Penn Show.
There will be pens at the Penn Show.
I have always bought great pens at the Atlanta Show. Always. Yep. I've always found great pens. Most of them have been Omas, but I think those days sadly are long gone.
Yes.
Good stuff. There's always good stuff there. A couple of vendors there that you don't see at any other show. So mm-hmm. If you're in the area, I highly recommend it. It's a decent size. I would call it mid-size. It's not DC. It's not LA. But
it's busy.
It's a busy show. It's well attended. There's lots of like-minded individuals. There's a nice little wide open bar area afterwards. So if you mm-hmm. want to go and chat with your friends, it's a great place to chat and talk pens. So
yep. Good show.
Great show. So that's coming next week. Tomorrow.
Oh my God. good.
We have.
I just want one night to myself.
tomorrow's really is the warm up, you know. So tomorrow is the Appleton Pen Club meeting for April. So those of you in the neighborhood, I don't know what the topic of discussion is. Do we have a topic for tomorrow?
I think it's a play date.
It's just a play
date. It's just bring in whatever you've got that you're enjoying and let everybody else play with it. Pretty sure it's a play date.
And it's going to be at Lou's Brews, which is a couple blocks down the street from the store.
Get there early. The line gets long for drinks.
Yes. So, but nice place. They've got a nice little upstairs. I think that's probably where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. So go in, head upstairs, get your beverage, and go upstairs. But usually fairly well attended, and we end up moseying back to the store and then talking more pens. So
we do.
That'll be fun. We've got a bunch of regulars that have pretty much hit every meeting. So, and we've been doing this now for a little bit. So
it's been great. It's really awesome to have Kim organize it.
Yep.
If it were us, it wouldn't happen.
So that's tomorrow night. Time is 7 o'clock, I think.
Yes.
7 o'clock till whenever. And then Friday, if that wasn't enough, for those of you who have seen us in San Francisco, L.A.,
Denver.
We occasionally have helpers, and for those three cities, we have had, at least in the last year, our good friend Jason, which is different than our photographer Jason, who's probably laughing as he listens to this. But
it'll be good to see Jason.
Jason's
and to meet
great.
His wife,
yes.
And I don't know why they're coming out. Do they have family in the area?
Yes, I believe so. So.
It'll be great for Jason to see the store. He's only ever seen the setup at shows, and so it'll be, I think, fun for him to see everything in their natural habitat.
Well, you know, Jason and I are very much alike. We click
you
on a number
no
of levels.
You both have no willpower?
Well, yes, there is that. Jason works in IT, and so it's fun sometimes when we're at the show, we can chat about IT, but he is a huge, huge pen nerd, and a big, big fan of Sailor and King of Pens, so it will be fun to, you know, because sometimes you're at the show, and even if you're standing next to each other, all you're doing is really waiting for the next person to come up and talk, so we don't get a chance to talk all that much one-on-one with them. So it'll be fun to not have to worry about, I gotta take care
customers
of this.
Customers.
Yeah. So, he's a great guy. If you are in the neighborhood and you've met Jason, just stop on by the store. He'll be in.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
Friday,
we
so.
Love him.
Yeah. Just brilliant. Brilliant guy.
Oh, and it'll be fun for Jason to meet the gang. We talk
yes,
about everybody
yes.
on staff mm-hmm. when we're away at shows, especially to Jason, and Steph, who also helps us out. Some of our more regular helpers, you know, they've learned more about us over time. But it'll be fun for Jason to meet the gang.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've been he told us that to us a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh man, I gotta wait 3 weeks for this. Come on. So
that'll be fun.
I'm totally stoked. It's gonna be fun. Hopefully, we'll be able to go to dinner afterwards mm-hmm. And chat some more. So I know how it is when you come back. You know, you have even if you have a week off and you travel to go see family, it's every minute of every day is usually scheduled, and you get back feeling, you know, where did my vacation go? I know it's rushed, so we'll take what we can get.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah, and I've got a little surprise for him that I've concocted together.
Oh.
So he will be excited to see that. So a really cool pen.
His wife be excited?
You're gonna escort her out, and you're gonna show her the plaza, and Jason and I are gonna talk Sailor. Is what's gonna happen. He's gonna cross off something off of his I hate to use the word grail list, but wish list. So anyway.
So if he's listening, he's not gonna find out.
He pretty much knows we're gonna make it happen. So
all right. Just saying.
He's working. He's busy.
All right.
So other stuff happening this week that's been pretty exciting. Monday.
It's been a crazy week.
Monday was nuts. Actually, I forgot to put something on the script, but we should talk about it.
Okay, go.
The first thing is of note, and we've been waiting for this
Oh, my God, forever.
How long? How long has this been out of stock?
Months.
It was, what, June, July.
Has it been almost a year?
Yes. Because I was out of town. I was visiting with Richard Binder, doing his nib workshop last summer, and that's when the Mont Blanc William Shakespeare Inc. came in,
and it came in and went out
in the week that I was gone. In fact, had we not actually saved two bottles, I never would have ever seen the thing.
Yeah.
And then it never came back in stock. Well, Monday, lo and behold, actually last week I had seen a leak that it was maybe it was in Texas. And Monday morning, lo and behold, we get a call from our rep, and he says, oh, you've got X number of bottles come in. And I went downstairs shortly after that, and there was X times two. So we got twice as many as he thought we had. In stock. It's really a really nice, nice color.
It's a, in fact, I helped Kim fill your pen this morning.
You did what?
And
is it in this Mont Blanc?
It is.
Did she clean it out?
I don't know.
I hope not, because that's really, oh, that's nice.
It's really a nice brick red.
I'm going to put that right here.
It's very pretty. Not too burgundy, not too purple. It's not too dark. It's a nice, I would call it a brick red.
Yeah, it's a solid color. It's really...
Now, the thing with Mont Blanc special edition colors is when they're gone, and you never know. So if you've been debating, grab a bottle.
Yeah, and
if it's something that you think you're going to like, grab two, because once it's gone, they may not tell us, and then we may try to order, and then we discover it's discontinued. So if you're considering it... I would order sooner than later.
Yeah. The thing with the JFK last couple months ago, that was a complete fluke, because we had assumed that was completely gone. And then they messaged us and said, listen, we've got JFK in stock. And I mean, that had been...
A long time.
A long time. So that was a fluke. We've never seen that happen before. But this Shakespeare is beautiful. It's really, really a nice color.
We're excited to have it.
Burgundy.
What else is new?
So, what else is new? Aurora 88 Flex is in. Two colors.
Finally.
Blue and red. Yeah, it's finally here. We've been talking about it since the LA show, and they had it on display in LA. Basically it's on the 88 platform, piston filler, gold nib, of course. And it's
pretty colors.
Pretty colors. They're solid colors, you know, and they're going to come out one each month in a different color. Personally, I think the two best colors are right here, blue and red. There's the blue. But take a look at this nib. And this is the red. That's the nib. So you can see the low shoulders, long scooping tines. That's flex right there. You can just tell. And I think this is probably the best modern flexible nib since the Ogiva.
I'm no one to judge because I don't do flex, so that's totally you. I do know that Aurora makes amazing nibs. I'm a big Aurora fan. I have quite a collection. I think that, you know, we got to see a demonstration from the man who designed the nib we got to see him in L.A., and that was really cool. So if you've thought about a modern flex nib, this is the one to go. This is the one to get.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about this pen is that actually with some pens you have a problem with the ink. The feed doesn't
keep up,
and this one does. It only comes in one nib size. It's fine flex. Like I say, it's very, very reminiscent of the Omas Ogiva. That had the extra flexible nibs. Nice, very tasteful imprint on the nib. Limited edition, 188 pieces per color. So this is not one of those Mont Blanc Limiteds that has 10,000 pieces. This is seriously 188. So,
yeah.
And that will be each color going forward. So, good, nice looking colors here. Speaking of other limiteds.
This is cool.
I like this. I really like this. The Lamy Safari Petrol.
Now, this is the plastic body, the Safari. And I like that the Petrol is slightly textured like the Dark Lilac was last time around. It's not the smooth body like the regular stock inventory come. So this has just a little bit of texture. It's a really deep teal. Definitely not light and bright, but it's not so dark that you wonder if it's black or is it teal. It's really pretty.
And looking at it on the screen here, it's really hard to get, especially in such a small image, it's hard to really get a good judge of color on it, but it looks better on the website if you go there. But
it's really pretty.
Black clip. Black nib. It's cool. I really like the color. I think it's going to be popular. Unfortunately, Lamy didn't have everything ready at once, so we got like extra fine and medium nibs.
No fine,
no cartridges,
no ink yet. I don't believe that anyone got bottled ink in the States. I believe it's coming in May. Last I heard.
I think it's going to be a hit.
That's really going to be a cool color.
This time they did it right. Thank goodness there was no more green this year.
Oh my God, enough with the neon, Lamy. Seriously.
Yeah, you can put that to rest for 10 years. Bring it out in 10 years and let's make a neon blue or something and then that'll be fine. But no, this is nice. I'm very pleased with the colors for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get one of these yet?
I believe I did.
Did you find the one from last year? The lilac?
I didn't look.
Okay. Well, we got to make sure you have one of those to our ever-growing safari collection.
Yep.
But
very, very pretty. I was very pleased. Sometimes you see the pictures. As a retailer, we receive advance notice, and sometimes the pictures are not the same as the actual product, and they did a good job. So, excellent. And again, no neon.
We'll have these in Atlanta for you to see in person. So.
Yep.
As with the 88 Flex too. Moving over to the paper side, Cross, we recently had a visit from our Cross rep. We mentioned a couple podcasts ago.
These are cool.
They've got some new stuff out this year. So the old Jot Zone, which was a well-received notebook, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a sleeve on the bind, the binding for a pen. They have pretty much
The Jot Zone used to come with a little ballpoint. For the new Cross Journal, they removed that because nobody used it. But there is still the slot along the spine, so you can insert a pen and carry it with you.
It's fairly slim. You're not going to put a large pen, but your Metropolitan will fit in there. And if you have a slim, ballpoint or something, you can slide it in there.
The Cross Journals are nice. I like the elastic closure. Around the bottom corner, the paper is very nice, and the colors, they really did a good job with the colors.
Yeah, so they slimmed it down. The Jot Zone had three sizes, small, medium, large, and like
12 different colors.
A bunch of colors. And
the colors were only down in the bottom corner.
Mm-hmm, right.
This time, the entire cover is either a really pretty red. It's not super bright. Those are nice. So you've got red, white, blue, and black in just the small and the medium size. And I think they did a good job in choosing colors. There's, no orange, no pink,
professional colors.
Yes.
Nice
paper.
If you want a white or a red to stand out, you can do it. So those are in. And they have a bunch of things here that kind of all go together. I'm going to skip forward to this one. We talked about this, and I don't have a picture of the blue, but this is the Cross Peerless with Tracker.
She brought this out, and I laughed, like, oh, my God, this is so gimmicky. But the more we looked at it, I have to say it's really freaking cool. The ballpoint has basically a Find My Pen little tracker inside, and you download an app to your phone, and it'll beep your pen, or you can press the button on the pen, and it'll beep your phone. That's what I need.
Yeah, you do.
I lose my phone all the time. But it's cool. It's done tastefully. It's not this giant button.
It's
kind of a cool concept.
There's the button on the back. It looks like a little
mini camera,
like a little mini camera, a spy camera or something. But
microwave.
They did two new finishes with two new finishes with the Tracker.
The blue that we don't have a picture of is drop dead gorgeous.
It's outstanding. They need to make that. If they make that in the fountain pen, I'm going
to
get one.
You need to confess that when you saw the ballpoint, you said, "I think I need this." And Brian doesn't do ballpoints.
I don't do ballpoints. I have a couple. I have a Retro 51 that's always in my backpack. That's like an emergency ballpoint. I actually have somewhere on my desk here, I have one of the first pens I ever got, which is a Waterman Hemisphere in a red marble rollerball. I have that because we have some Post-it notes that are just terrible for fountain pens. They're too glossy. But this is and it's a nice, big, heavy pen.
If it was a size smaller, I would have one just so I could find my phone.
I tell you, they put that blue in the fountain pen,
yep.
And the game is over. So, okay.
I'll remember that.
It's a sweet color.
It's beautiful.
You know,
but you know the concept is really cool, and Cross has really gone all in with the Tracker. They also have put it on pen pouches. This is cool.
This is cool, and it's affordable.
Yes, we were surprised at the price.
Yeah.
It's a little pen pouch that has a tiny little sleeve inside that you can slide the Tracker into. And so you can put your pen in there. You could probably fit two thinner pens.
I mean, it does fit. It fits a large Peerless.
Yes, or a 149, mm-hmm. things like that. But for those of us who have black holes in our purses, and you can't find it, it's a nice way to be able to beep and, you know, beep your phone and know that your pen is in your purse somewhere down there.
Well, when she
or
brought,
your briefcase.
Yeah, when she brought this out, I thought, you know, the number one excuse we hear in the store, if I had a nice pen, I'd lose it. Deal over right
yep.
here. Because this, when she brought this out, I was thinking this thing is going to be $60-$75. Leather case, they match, they come in red, blue, and black. There's no white, but they're the same colors as the journals.
Right.
I thought these were going to be $60-$70. You know, I mean, and how can they not be?
They're what, 30?
They're $30.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a nice little pen,
know?
Nicely lined inside. They did a good job, and wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
My problem is I don't know if I want the blue or the red.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the technology is cool. You sync Bluetooth with your phone.
It is kind of nerdy and cool.
You know, and if you leave it at a coffee shop or something, and somebody else who has a Tracker device goes in, the network picks up the signal, so it sends you an alert, basically that the last known sighting of your pen or your pouch was at such a place. It doesn't tell anybody that it's there, but it picks it up from the network, text it, and then sends you a message that says, okay, somebody else was in the coffee shop, and that's where that was last seen. So
yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool. So Cross coming out with some cool stuff.
You know, Cross isn't necessarily known for
innovation.
Innovation. you know, a lot of the pens are very similar looking. They're very classic.
Black,
very, very classic.
Silver.
This is cool. So yep. Kudos to them for working on a Find My Phone, Find My Friend, Find My Pen kind of app.
Yeah, and they, you know, the ballpoint's a couple $100, $250
yeah.
bucks, and it's big. They are working toward the end of the year. I know they are working on something that's a little less expensive. Might be nice in the gift range maybe, but, you know, maybe you don't want to put a $250 ballpoint in your briefcase, but... I'll be curious to see what they come out with for a cheaper version. So,
mm-hmm. Couple other new things we just got in yesterday. These are divine. New Retro 51 Slim rollerballs in three gorgeous new colors. The Moonstone is a silvery charcoal gray. The Aquamarine, I think I have to have. It's a really pretty turquoise. And the Lavender is... a really pretty lavender purple, but it's not too pastel. There's kind of a brushed silver trim. They're really cool. Those just came in. What else came in this week?
Well, the big news that you'll see it in the newsletter if you haven't, if you're watching this late. We got our, just technically it's our first Bespoke shipment that we ordered 12 months ago. Finally came in on Monday, and that was exciting. So, and including in there, there are about six different models, I think, including 1911 standards, which have since have been discontinued under Bespoke. So they stopped making the small size 21 karat Naginata Togi nibs. We got some black and rhodiums. The maroon and rhodium is killer.
It's cool.
It's really a lovely combination.
In fact, a standard size?
It's a standard size, yeah, 1911 standard. Mm. I'm trying to see if we can get that pen with even regular nibs because it's too beautiful just to not have. So those two in standard.
I could put...
Here goes. Here goes, everybody.
The maroon and rhodium in a tracker.
You could.
And then I wouldn't lose it in my purse.
In your new purse. There you go.
There we go. Excellent.
So those are nice. I'm trying to see if we can get at least the maroon and rhodium or the black and rhodium. They don't make them in the regular line. If we can get those in with regular nibs, it'd be a shame if they just discontinued the whole thing. But so those are in. Very limited quantities, very, very limited quantities. 1911 large, transparent with gold trim, transparent with rhodium trim, solid maroon with gold trim, which in the standard line you can only get as a lefty, or it's special order. We've had them from time to time. But these are all Naginata Togi nibs, medium fines, mediums, broads, and the best.
Yeah.
King of Pen, Ebonite.
Oh, my God. Somebody please buy these because otherwise they're going to be disappearing from the case and into Brian's pocket.
I love these. These are super pens.
I think you're done for gift-giving events
not.
For the year.
I'm good through summer maybe, but black with gold trim is such a stunning pen. Of course, the ebonite is bandless. The clip disappears into the cap, so there's no ring. Naginata Togi nibs, they're just fantastic. Black with rhodium. We have one left. We've already sold one yesterday. But so there's some really cool stuff that just came in, and it's very, very limited. So it's what is available is on the website.
Yes.
We're not expecting another order for July, August, I think, is the next shipment that we're getting in. So and then pretty soon after that, then it's going to be it until next year. So
please, buy them before Brian steals them all.
I'm interested in the Naginata Togi medium black with gold. So you can take the medium fine and the broad, and that would be
just take it, please.
Just fine. No, so good stuff. Be on the lookout for that. That'll be in the mailer on Tuesday.
So. Other than that, just the typical, restock from Twisby and Retro. We've got a bunch of Pilot coming in.
700Rs have been a little more popular than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, 700Rs always, it's a little bit more money than the 580. And I think we saw this the first time around. The number of people who want a vacuum filler pen is a little, seems to be a little less than wants the piston. But I don't know if it's a price or there's a little bit of a step on that pen, so. But they've been going well, so I've been surprised.
The other thing to remember to check out on the website are the experienced pens. Those have been going well.
Yeah, we have a few in there, and I put them in when I can, when I find them. Right now we've got what's left after yesterday. A number of Namiki Falcons, black, gold trim, broad nib. For whatever reason, I have a number of broad nib Namiki Falcons. And these are, they're either old stock with old boxes that are 10 years old, or, there's a little scuff or something on the barrel. You just can't sell it as new, or, it was a return from a customer, something like that we've cleaned up. You're not going to pay full price for it, and it's pretty reasonable. We have quite often Pilot, Sailor, Namiki, all sorts of stuff in there. But check it out. We put up stuff. We've been putting up stuff quite regularly. So I think that's it for this week. So thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week. More talk about pens, ink, paper, and, of course, the Atlanta Pen Show that is going to be happening.
Follow the blog for news, interviews, Kim's Hot Stuff videos, and all sorts of other cool stuff. And check out our social media as Anderson Pets.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.